him, bewildered, stupefied, a bereaved stare. He stared all round him in a circle as though he had suddenly decided to draw up an inventory of his universe, to find out exactly where he was, in what place, and why. Then he smiled. I shall always remember that smile. From which world did it come? The snow continued to fall in thick flakes over the corpses.
The scene inside that shed is really disturbing. All around Ellie, men are lying down to sleep in the cold and dying. Ellie's father dozes off too, and Ellie becomes worried and wakes him. At first, his father is confused and seems unsure of where he is. Then suddenly, he smiles, a smile that Ellie says he'll never forget. Ellie wonders, from which world did that smile come? I think Ellie's worried that his father is about to die, that in fact, he might be nearly dead already. When he asks himself that question, I think he is wondering, did his father's smile come from the world of the living or from the world of the dead? Let's continue reading. Start after the space on page 86 with "The door of the shed opened."
The door of the shed opened. An old man appeared, his mustache covered with frost, his lips blue with cold. It was Rabbi Eliyahu, the rabbi of a small Polish community. He was a very good man, well-loved by everyone in the camp, even by the capos and the heads of the blocks. Despite the trials and privations, his face still shone with his inner purity. He was the only rabbi who was always addressed as Rabbi at Buna. He was like one of the old prophets, always in the midst of his people to comfort them. And strangely, his words of comfort never provoked rebellion. They really brought peace. He came into the shed, and his eyes, brighter than ever, seemed to be looking for someone. Perhaps I've seen my son somewhere. He had lost his son in the crowd. He had looked in vain among the dying. Then he had scratched up the snow to find his corpse, without result. For 3 years they had stuck together, always near each other, for suffering, for blows, for the ration of bread, for prayer. 3 years from camp to camp, from selection to selection, and now, when the end seemed near, fate had separated them. Finding himself near me, Rabbi Eliyahu whispered, "It happened on the road. We lost sight of one another during the journey. I had stayed a little to the rear of the column. I hadn't any strength left for running. And my son didn't notice. That's all I know. Where has he disappeared?"